May 13th at 30. Why should we care what happened on May 13th, 1985? I mean, seriously. That was 30 years ago, a long time ago, way back when. Know what I mean? Most people won't say that, but they think that. Why indeed? I'll tell you why. Because what happened then is a harbinger of what's happening now all across America. I don't mean bombing people, not yet, that is. I mean the visceral hatreds and violent contempt once held for MOVE is now visited upon average people, not just radicals and revolutionaries like MOVE. In May 1985, police officials justified the vicious attacks on MOVE children by saying they too were combatants. In Ferguson, Missouri, as police and National Guard confronted citizens, guess how cops described them in their own files? Enemies. Enemy combatants, anyone? Then look at 12-year-old Tamir Rice of Cleveland. Boys, men, girls, women, it doesn't matter. When many people stood in silence, or worse, in bitter acquiescence to the bombing, shooting, and carnage of May 13, 1985, upon MOVE, they opened the door to the ugliness of today's police terrorism from coast to coast. There is a direct line from then to now. May 13, 1985, led to the eerie RoboCop present. If it had been justly and widely condemned then, there would be no now, no Ferguson, no South Carolina, no Los Angeles, no Baltimore. The barbaric police bombing of May 13, 1985, and the whitewash of the murders of 11 MOVE men, women, and children opened a door that still has not been closed. We are today living with those consequences. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.